CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg, providing you peace of mind with music that touches your soul.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Welcome to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am your host, Dustin Rogers, and today on the program, probably the foremost composer of EDM to have ever risen to prominence through video game music. A true DJ who cut his teeth making music for arcades, he famously crafted an iconic techno and Gabber-esque soundtrack for Ridge Racer in 1996. Sometimes he goes by the pseudonym Megaten, and unlike many of his contemporaries, he is still composing music for games today. It's Shinji Hasso. So strap on some comfortable shoes and get ready to cut shapes. It's another episode of Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. I want to start the show today by revisiting an analogy that I first introduced in the first season of this show about 3 years ago. And it's the one where I compare video game music composers to rock stars. Of course, it's a ridiculous logical stretch to say that video game composers are in some ways like rock stars. For the most part, they are not, especially the ones that I tend to feature on the show. Video game composers are unassuming, soft-spoken. You wouldn't be wrong to guess that they'd be in bed by 9 p.m. And sure, there are moments when they're performing their music live, for example, that they could maybe fool you. But these days, I try to avoid drawing this comparison because in most cases, it's really not that accurate. Then there's Shinji Hoso. Now, looking at him, it's hard to see a rock star. He's still fresh-faced for his age, having always looked about 10 years younger than he is. He's balding a bit, but the hair that he does have drapes down past his face, not quite to his shoulders. And he manages to be jovial and gruff at the same time with a voice that's, you know, it's hard to imagine it ever being used to yell. In every picture or video I've ever seen of him, he's wearing a black t-shirt, maybe jeans or khakis, and his look is emblematic of a typical middle-aged Japanese geek. But as I was researching this show on Shinji Hoso for today, I kept finding these little hints that maybe there was something to that rock star analogy after all. First of all, he's not shy about his time spent clubbing in the 90s, when he and others from Namco's arcade division would work all day and then hit the clubs all night. And it's not hard to find photos of the unassuming Hoso lit up in purple neon lights, standing behind a DJ booth, holding a headphone to his ear while queuing up the next track. And as though that weren't enough, just listen to some of the answers that he gave RocketBaby.net in an interview in 2002. Here we go. Rocket Baby says, "What are your hobbies?" Shinji Hoso, "Music and work, after drinking." Rocket Baby, "Tell me about Hitoshi Sakamoto." Shinji Hoso, "Hitoshi Sakamoto is my number one drinking buddy." Rocket Baby, "What is your favorite part of video game development?" Shinji Hoso, "I like rap parties." He's talking about the parties that he and his coworkers would throw following game releases. And before that, when he was asked about the composer of Radiant Silvergun, Vagrant Story, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Final Fantasy XII, he says, that's his favorite guy to drink with. Now, in fairness, that was an interview from more than 20 years ago, but from everything that I've learned, if there was ever a contest to select the bad boy rock star video game music, I think Shinji Hoso gets my vote. These days, Hoso is 56. He's the head of his own music production company called Supersweep. And although I can't speak to his relative sobriety, I can tell you that he's led a wildly successful career since his compositional debut on the Namco arcade classic Dragon Spirit in 1987. This is all even more surprising when you consider that he wasn't even hired at the company as a composer. Now, I'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but first, let's pause and hear some of Hoso's incredible breakout score. This is Paleozoic Era and Glacier Land from Namco's Dragon Spirit arcade game. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. Last segment, I introduced the, I'm quoting myself here, bad boy rock star of video game music, Shinji Hoso. And the music that we heard was from his debut score for Dragon Spirit, which first hit arcades way back in 1987. But the path Hoso took to get there is really quite an interesting one. Hoso was born August 28, 1967, in Gifu City. That's the sister city to Thunder Bay, Ontario, for those interested. But Hoso then moved to a western district of Tokyo when he was in first grade. And at the time, Hoso says that he took after his older sister, and this meant that he was often exposed to whatever it was that she was into at the time. And it might seem like a minor detail to include about an 8-year-old, but the day that Hoso's sister came home with Isao Tomita's album The Planets, his life was changed. The sweeping soundscapes of Tomita-san's music fascinated Hoso, and he quickly became interested in synthesizers and computers in general. And this interest was further reflected by the artists that Hoso heard on the radio. These were some of the biggest early musical influences on him, and they include Jean-Michel Jarre, Kraftwerk, and Yellow Magic Orchestra. Now, he was so inspired that in high school, Hoso learned to play the keyboard, and he started a cover band, Yellow Magic Orchestra cover band, with some of his friends. But ironically, he never gave music much consideration as a career path. Instead, he studied computer graphics in college. Now, the first job that Hoso took after graduating from the vocational school was as a part-time tester for Namco. His first project was to help the debugging process for the game Star Luster, which released for the Famicom and the Nintendo Versus System arcade board in 1985. Hoso was then hired as a full-time graphic artist at Namco, where he would be responsible for creating art assets for the game Tower of Babel. Now, shortly after this, while working at Namco's office in Tokyo, Hoso caught a glimpse of an in-development title called Dragon Spirit while visiting the development room one day. And Dragon Spirit is a 16-bit, top-down shoot-em-up that let players take control of a dragon that they would use to blast their way through a prehistoric world. Now, the game certainly looked cool, but Hoso couldn't help but notice it didn't have any sound. At the time, the three composers that worked at Namco were stretched thin, and no one had been assigned to the title yet. So in a way, it was up for grabs, and one day, Hoso asked fellow Namco staffer and the composer of Wonder Momo, he's a man named Kamiyo Yodate, to show him how to program music for games. Yodate obliged, and soon after, Hoso began secretly writing his own score for Dragon Spirit. It was tough work at first, recalls Hoso, who said he was essentially working two jobs, still responsible for his day job as a graphic artist, of course, while working in the evenings on the music. Once he had a few songs completed, though, Hoso broke the news to his superiors, who immediately upon hearing the tracks, pulled Hoso away from his job as a graphic artist and assigned him to be Dragon Spirit's full-time sound creator. Now, I think it's a good time to take another break and listen to some of the music that won Hoso his career as a composer. This is Graveyard and Volcano from Shinji Hoso's Dragon Spirit score, and you're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I want to take a moment now to say thank you for listening to Community Radio. And if you like this show, you can catch all 30 or so episodes right now for free on your podcast network of choice. And be sure to keep listening to CKUW for many other excellent, volunteer-driven shows just like mine. It's a great way to discover new music, much like the two songs that I just played from Dragon Spirit, released for the Namco System 1 arcade in 1987. They were written by Shinji Hoso, and during the last segment, I told you how he got his start at Namco and eventually made his way into making music for the company. Before we move on from this soundtrack, though, I want to touch on its somewhat rocky development. For starters, relatively early in the songwriting process, with about three songs complete, the PCB board that Hoso had been programming on was accidentally deleted. This is way before the days of cloud saves or auto backups or anything like that. So yeah, those songs were completely lost. Hoso recalls that when this happened, he was crushed. He didn't even bother trying to recreate those songs. Instead, he just kept composing. Where others might have been discouraged by this, Hoso attributes his resolve to the game's tight-knit development team. He says everyone worked together in the same room, and when the game finally shipped, the sense of accomplishment that they shared was a huge lift to his mental health. And speaking of the Dragon Spirit team, the visuals were created by someone named Tetsuya Ishikawa. Now, he's an incredible artist in his own right. Fantastic art for this game. You should look it up if you get a chance. But there were times, Ishikawa admits, that he would run out of ideas trying to devise a new enemy or a background. And whenever this happened, Ishikawa says, he would play Shinji Hoso's music and find his inspiration that way. When Dragon Spirit released, it was an instant hit. Shinji Hoso's music was a big part of the game's success, and it was quickly ported over to the Nintendo Entertainment System the following year. And even here on the scaled-down version, the 8-bit arrangements of Hoso's score elevates the gameplay and energizes the players. Now, around the same time, Namco was unveiling their latest arcade board, that's the Namco System 2, and it boasted an impressive sound chip and better graphics than the Namco System 1. In a 2002 interview, Hoso says that the Namco System 2 was his favorite arcade chip to ever work with, and that's a good thing, because he would end up composing several games for the system over the next 3 years. This is a string of releases that begins in 1988 with Assault, and then later Ordine. Dirt Fox follows that in 1989, and then in 1990, Namco's System 2 arcade features two original scores from Hoso: Final Lap 2 and Dragon Saber. You knew it was coming, didn't you? The sequel to Dragon Spirit. You know this by now. Every successful property in living memory has been brought back from the grave and siphoned off for more money. Video games have been doing this for decades. I mean, how many times are they going to bring back Mega Man? I think the answer to that is, how many times am I going to keep buying the Mega Man games? But I digress. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here, rethink my spending habits, and play for you some more music from what is, in some ways, Shinji Hoso's sophomore soundtrack, Dragon Saber, After Story of Dragon Spirit. This is Submerged City and Volcano. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard two tracks from Dragon Saber, the sequel to Dragon Spirit, and as far as sequels go, Dragon Saber was pretty well received. According to Game Machine magazine, Dragon Saber After Story of Dragon Spirit became Japan's most popular arcade game in December of 1990, but ultimately it failed to live up to the smash success of Dragon Spirit. My guess is it fell victim to the highly competitive early 90s arcade scene. With Street Fighter II mere months away and the first polygonal 3D arcade machines only a little bit further behind that, Dragon Saber probably arrived just a bit too late to leave a long-lasting impact. And today, it's largely remembered for the Shinji Hasou-composed soundtrack, which is secretly two soundtracks in one. Yep, not only does Dragon Saber feature an entirely original score from Hasou, there is also a secret alternate soundtrack accessible to players who knew the trick. All you had to do was insert a coin, and then hold down buttons 1 and 2 when you press start. If you do that, instead of the intended Dragon Saber soundtrack, when the game begins, you'll hear the score to Dragon Spirit, newly arranged and souped up with sample drums, only possible with the expanded sound chip inside of the Namco System 2. And these tracks were composed by Shinji Hasou in secret, once again, just like he had done with Dragon Spirit, only this time, instead of trying to prove himself, Hasou wanted to test himself and the new sound chips to see if they could improve on his earlier work, and the results literally speak for themselves. I truly love both versions of Dragon Spirit soundtrack, but I have to admit that Hasou went the extra mile on Dragon Saber to get these songs just right. And it's admirable. For Hasou's efforts, he's gone on to become one of the most beloved video game composers ever, but back in 1990, I bet he would prefer to have more time. You see, this entirely separate soundtrack for Dragon Saber wasn't originally in the project plan. Hasou just made it on the side, and thanks to some cajoling from his development team, added the songs at the last minute as a secret. You get the sense here that Hasou started to sour on Namco's tight deadlines and limited pay. For example, it was discovered that around this time, Hasou composed the PC-98 version of Eye of the Beholder with Yuzo Koshiro under the pseudonym Yuji Yamada, probably to get around the contract that he had signed with Namco. Hasou does eventually leave Namco in 1996 to work at Eureka, but not before giving them at least one more timeless score, Ridge Racer, Namco's attempt at a Daytona USA killer. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the program, but in 1994, Hasou was really into the club scene. He and his co-workers at Namco would frequent clubs every night. Shinji Hasou found himself listening to acts like Alternate and Holy Noise, and the musical approach Hasou takes towards Ridge Racer really reflects this. At the start of the program today, I promised that I would play some hardcore techno for you. Well, that's exactly what Hasou turned in for his Ridge Racer score, the soundtrack probably most responsible for catapulting him into relative superstardom. Unlike Dragon Saber, this soundtrack hit the market at just the right time to capture a particular moment in musical and video game history, when all of EDM was considered techno, but at least we still had techno. This is Ridge Racer Power Remix and Rhythm Shift 12-inch version by Shinji Hasou. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. thank you for listening to today's episode of Square Wave. Shinji Hoso is just another one of these very famous composers among those in the know, and almost completely unknown to those who aren't. If you're among the former, I'm sorry I didn't get to play more of his music. Hoso's career is 4 decades long. But that just means I'm leaving the door open to revisiting some of these artists. Maybe Square Wave will return to Shinji Hoso one day. Anyway, if you liked the show, you can now stream every episode on your podcast platform of choice, including Spotify. Square Wave is written and hosted by me, Dustin Rogers. The show's theme was composed by Spaceman Fantastiques. Check him out. And thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for more great community radio right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hello, Winnipeg and world. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Debbie, your host of Active Voice, inviting you to join me Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. We feature Manitoba's vibrant choral community and voices from many different genres, times, traditions, and cultures. You're sure to find voices you love. That's Active Voice, Sundays at 2 p.m. at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.